You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora, Paloma. How are you?
Morena, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Very excited to have you in the studio because you're giving us an exclusive first spin of a brand new song.
Oh yeah, I'm honoured.
As are we. It's a mutual situation. Hey, it's lovely to have you up here. You've had a massive summer.
Yeah, it's been pretty wild. It's pretty crack up.
We were just discussing various festivals off air. What have been some of your highlights? Because you've literally done everything from Twisted Frequencies, Rhythm and Vines, like all of these huge, huge stages. What's been some of your favourite bits?
Oh, God. I mean, I think it's interesting, the ones that I think are going to be like the most casual or chill are the ones that have been like the most hilarious and fun, i.e.
Yeah.
Twisted Frequencies was such a time, like just such good energy. People were eating it up, which is, you know, different to like something like R&B, which was amazing in its own respect, but you know, smaller stage and no one knows who you are, and there are big like headliners and stuff. So yeah, I don't know, but it's just crack up to like travel around the country with your mates and have fun and be silly and people fuck with it and enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's been a big summer buzz for a lot of like bands and artists that we love here at BFM, is everyone's suddenly getting their chance to play the big stage that we've been, you know, knowing that they've been capable of doing for years and years. And it's just so awesome to see it happen. Shame it's taken a pandemic to make it happen in many ways.
Classic.
But it does sound like it's been just a lot of fun on the festival circuit this year.
Yeah, yeah. And you just like keep like bumping into the same other artists and you build this like rapport, and now like I feel like I have like a real family in the music community, so it's cool.
And kind of like positive side to COVID, I guess, if you want to look at it like that, is we get this like extended festival season because we've got Splore this weekend.
Yes,
which you're going to be playing at.
I'm so excited.
It's a really like pretty iconic festival. Are you like normally, would you go to Splore, have a good time?
I've never been. This is, you know what, I was never much of a festival person, and now I've converted.
Yeah,
but this is the one that everyone's like, oh yeah, you're gonna love this one.
Yeah, it's in the most amazing place, Tapapakanga Park. It's pretty spectacular on a normal day, let alone when you've got all your favorite bands playing as well.
Yeah, people are like, yeah, you can literally like be in the ocean while the band is playing. I'm like, that sounds euphoric.
It is.
Get me in.
Hey, what time and where are you playing if people want to come and catch you? Sorry, I caught you on the hook
but I think I am on Saturday night at the DJ stage somewhere around 5-ish, and then I might do a little guest surprise with Amoogie on Friday night.
Ooh.
So, you know,
Watch the space.
But yeah, I should know. I'm pretty slack. But
just show up and make sure you're at Polly Hill's set.
I would appreciate that. And yeah,
have a good time.
Bring your good energy. Yeah.
There are going to be some incredible things. I'm stoked to see that Filth is doing a whole situation at Splore.
Particularly in light of the Boiler Room, which was one of the most incredible nights of my life, I think. It was just wild.
I think it's one of those things, again, it's kind of terrible to be like, oh, a good thing to come out of an absolute international crisis, which has been devastating. But it's lovely to see, I think, New Zealand's, you know, performers who have always been amazing.
Yeah.
Have this window where they can show that,
you know,
to people who wouldn't necessarily have been able to see it otherwise.
Yeah.
And I think that Filth Boiler Room is going to be a perfect example of that when
totally.
It hits the internets.
Yeah,
and people
in,
you know, other parts of the world are able to watch it. It's going to be pretty special.
Yeah, I wonder how that's going to translate to like a live stream or whatever, because being in the room and like actually, it was one of those events where you actually feel the love and the pride in the air. Like it was wild. So yeah, I'm sure it will translate. It was such a cool night.
Let's talk a bit about this new track. It's called Sweepstake and it's featuring Church, which is awesome. An old mate of yours. How did this come about?
Yeah, I met Church a couple years back when Jess B was making one of her EPs in Roundhead, and I wasn't really out there much, and you know, I was like probably a bit on the coy side of things, but I was making beats, and he, with his natural curiosity, was like, what are you making? And I showed him and he was like into it, and I was really like blown away.
Yeah.
He's like a cinema geek and just like the most prophetic, wise dude I'd like spoken to in ages, and yeah, we just kept like, I don't know, I kept seeing him around at events, and in the meantime, he's like blowing up with Church and AP, and
yeah.
And then I made this wacky doodacky beat, which like started real like kind of cinematic and passionate, and then it flips and gets a bit like hectic. And that was happening in the first lockdown, and I was like, who would body this? And I was like, man, it would be an honour if I could get Church on this. And then I don't know what happened. I think Half Queen maybe told him to listen to the beat or something, because she's like my manager, my constant gasser upper.
Yeah. Wind beneath your wings.
Yeah. And then like in a day or a couple of days, he's like, oh yeah, I got you something, sent it back, and it was just an insane verse. And I was like, fuck, I better up my game, you know.
That's pretty awesome. I think we're so lucky that we have people who are keen to collaborate and just like up for, you know, jumping on other people's tracks and trying out new stuff. It's a really awesome thing, eh?
Yeah, and that's one thing I will say, like, you know, as a woman making hip hop and rapping, I never expected to be like welcomed in, and this is probably my own insecurities, but like welcomed into like the boys club, I guess, of hip hop. So yeah, there is some sort of, it's not like validation, but there's something like I feel seen, that, like that he fucked with the song and wanted to get on it. And yeah, you know, that feels like a very mutual respect there.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm grateful for that.
Totally. So what is the track about? Like, what were you thinking about when you were writing your lyrics, I guess, or your parts of this?
Yeah, well, because there's a bit of a flip in there. I think the first half I was, like, trying to actively remind myself why I think I should make music, or if I even have the right to, or
yeah,
what it's all about. And that was written to the beat, which felt kind of like a sermon. And then and when that flip comes in, that I was writing it in light of the pandemic, and like I was like, oh my god, the world's actually cooked.
Yeah.
But like we're coming to play, and like just got to shoot your shot, because if this last couple of years has taught you anything, it's that the world can implode in seconds.
Yeah. 1,000 times over.
Yeah.
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 And you just got to go for it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And it's just like, yeah, so it's like the balance between stability and the calm before the storm, and then like chaos, I guess.
Awesome. We're going to listen to it in just a second, but we should let people know that if they want to come and celebrate this track and just generally have a really good time, you are throwing a sweepstake single release party.
Yeah.
With a whole bunch of mates.
Oh my god, and they're the best musicians that I know.
They literally are. There's Half Queen, Leaping Tiger, Samara Alofa, and more, Alexa Casino, and a whole bunch of other good ones
as well.
Albie, who I always love to see live, like just the best.
Oh my god, watch this space. When Albie puts out his next project, I think everyone's going to be like, gasp. It's gasp. So good.
Collective inhale.
Yeah, yeah. And Ollie, who I started Polly Hill with, he's playing his own little set.
Sick.
Which is like the new direction he's kind of been going in, which I'm gassed for. And I don't know, it's just mates, isn't it? It's just your mates having fun.
That's awesome. So that's happening on Saturday, the 10th of April. You can buy a ticket now. There's a Facebook event as well if you want to stick it in your calendar. It's going to be a good one. But let's have a listen to this single, Exclusive First Spin.
Ooh, dropping this Friday. Make sure you stream it on repeat on Spotify, even if you mute it. Just get those plays up.
Thanks, Paloma.
Thank you.
Signs like a tourist, born again and come what may, like a tourist. And if I stitch the rich gift to the poorest, well really I'm just trying to pay my mother's mortgage. That's why I'm doing it, I'm trying not to forget. If the signs ain't getting clearer, then I might just have to forge it. Cause I could make like Miller split the scene. Who will I make like Moses split the sea? Better send out the mood swing. And if you check my mood ring, you will see my sanity, and it's hanging by a shoestring. Don't skip me, holding on to hopes they feel slippery. But split me down the middle, now I'm 50-50 about decisions that I made, they feel it iffy. 1 minute in, it's getting kinda risky. But don't skip me, scale me, lift me or veil me, rip me or ail me, grip me, I'm flailing, don't fail me. For God's sakes, don't fail me. The conversations with myself are feeling like a stalemate. I'm kinda hard to find, like the finest gem. probably won't catch me on my FM. The finest thing since sliced bread to a celiac. Flow bananas though, now watch me peel it back.
That is a huge new track from Polly Hill featuring Church.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank you for letting us play it. That's Sweepstake, out on Friday, as you said.
Yes, out on Friday. Learn the lyrics, learn the dance. There isn't one yet, but I'm open to I'm open to offers.
And see you on the 10th at the Sweepstake single release party.
Yo, would love to see you all there with your good energy.
Exactly. Hey, thank you so much, Paloma. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.